Off the ball. Rugby.
I just knew when I wasn't in top form, I never felt that because I was Irish out half, I was not allowed playing that game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome to Friday's edition of Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Tadhg Furlong makes a timely return to the Leinster fold for Sunday's Investec Champions Cup game away to La Rochelle. Ian Henderson's back from injury to lead Ulster away to Leicester. And Conor Murray returns for the first time since October to a Munster side for their date with Saracens. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Tadhg Furlong is to make just his third appearance of the season and his first since mid-October in Sunday's Investec Champions Cup game away to La Rochelle. He replaces Rabah Slimani at tight head, with Keane Healy also in for Jack Boyle at loose head. Furlong had been suffering from hamstring and calf issues. Behind them, the pack is unchanged from the Twixmas win away to Munster. The only change to the backs sees Jemison Gibson-Park come in for Luke McGrath at scrum half. Jordan Larmour had initially been selected on the right wing but picked up a niggle in training, and he'll be out for a couple of weeks, according to Leo Cullen. Leinster have built up a rich recent history against Ronan O'Gara's side, and the Leinster head coach says it's a rivalry they relish.
But that's what you want. It's rivalry, isn't it? You know, so you get to, obviously we lost the semi-final, we lost two finals. Then you get to the pool stage last year where we managed to get a win, and the quarterfinals then last year as well, which we get a win. So, but yeah, listen, it's I know it's a pool game, but it feels like a lot more. It's a big thing, you know. Again, obviously, people I'm hearing lots of different opinions around the format, but the seedings obviously is important later on in the competition. If you, for a number of reasons, you know, to have your own home support, allows you obviously play, and then you know that helps fuel and fund your team as well for the following campaign, if that makes sense. So for us to be able to play, you know, we haven't got across the line in the competition, but we have managed to get home games, which creates positive crowd and build up and all the rest, so which allows us to be able to do certain things as the season goes on. So from a business point of view, so there is huge importance on this game. So, but listen, the rivalry with La Rochelle is fantastic, you know, and Toulouse and the top teams in Europe, and obviously the South African teams involved in the Champions Cup as well. But it's, yeah, like being exposed to this is where we want to be. It's great. We're excited to test ourselves against a very, very good team. And yeah, listen, it's going to be a fantastic challenge for our guys, and we're all looking forward to it.
With Orgie Snyman and Jordy Barrett on the bench, Cullen hopes Leinster can finish the game strongly on Sunday.
Yeah, so you're never quite sure how these games play out, but we've had sort of mixed fortunes against La Rochelle in the past, you know, particularly when it comes down to that end of the game. So again, we've tried to tweak a few things, learn from the past, how can we be a bit stronger moving forward? So again, listen, let's wait and see how that goes.
With the view of ending that game strongly, Ronan O'Gara has gone with a 7-1 split on the La Rochelle bench. However, they'll be without Wallabies lock Will Skelton for that fixture. While they beat Toulouse last week in the Top Catorce, by O'Gara's own admission, La Rochelle's form has been patchy this season. He told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that his players need to take a little bit more agency in how they approach the game.
Yeah, because I think there's a good message or learning for me in the fact that Vituka, my words probably as a mark of respect to me, maybe the way the dressing room sees me, is that if I even have a thought and I say it, it's nearly taken as gospel. It doesn't need to be the case. It's a suggestion, and that sometimes comes into the game plan in the fact that I'm telling the boys to kick out of their half a bit, you know. But like, if you have a 4-on-2 or a 4-on-1 or a 5-on-2, play it and take the option with the hands. But no, because coach said during the week we're going to play like that, you're like, okay, geez, these words are strong, and I'm wrecking their head in the fact that. So the message all week has been to play field position, shall we say, but then all of a sudden the defence does something differently and you're presented with a different picture. But that's where good players become great players. They stay in the moment and they kind of go, well, the coach said we're going to kick, but I actually see a 4-on-2 here, I'm going to execute. But, you know, I think then you're kind of going, well, I'm all right, Jack. You can't have it both ways as a coach. You either got to give confidence to your players, but you can't give confidence to your players if you're an antichrist to them during the week, which I was for the last month. So I've kind of had a look at myself and trying to come back better this week, and that's what sport is about, because it's different to business, because the short term for me is week on week, and I think that's what fascinates me. And I've always kind of, I suppose I said in the Examiner this morning, where you're kind of looking at, for me the key for sustaining in this game is having consistent behaviours. When things are going well, you don't think you're right or wrong. When things are going poorly, you kind of, you don't doubt yourself. There's, you got to question yourself, but doubting yourself is very different to questioning yourself and looking to get better. So I am in a good headspace, but I need to transfer that to the team.
You can hear that full chat with Ronan by becoming an Off the Ball member now. So taking you through those teams for Sunday's game, Jamie Osborne starts at full back for Leinster. The wings will be manned by Tommy O'Brien and Jimmy O'Brien. In the centre are Gary Ringrose and Robbie Henshaw. Sam Prendergast this week partnered in the halfbacks by Jemison Gibson-Park. There's a front row of Keane Healy, Ronan Kelleher, Tadhg Furlong. A second row of Joe McCarthy and James Ryan. And then a blindside flanker is Ryan Baird. Josh Van der Fleer starts on the open side flanker. And Caelan Doris is named at number 8. For La Rochelle, they've gone with Brice Doolan at full back. Jack Knoll and Dylan Lades are on the wings. Ulupano Sutini and Jules Favre are in the centre. Antoine Hastoy and Tawera Kerr-Barlow are their halfbacks. There's a front row of Reda Wardy, Contan Lesbiok, Anoini Antonio. Thomas Laveau and Kane Douglas are in the second row. And it's a back row of Paul Boudon, Oscar Jegu and Gregory Aldreet. Ulster are able to recall captain Ian Henderson for tomorrow night's Pool 1 game away to Leicester. The Lock missed the Christmas derbies, with Connacht and Munster having picked up an injury in their most recent Champions Cup outing against Bordeaux. Kieran Treadwell drops to the bench to accommodate Henderson's return, with Cormac Azuchukwu continuing in the second row. Eric O'Sullivan also starts on the bench, with his position at loosehead occupied by Andrew Warwick. James McNabney moves from number 8 to blindside, with Dave McCann anchoring the back row this week. Ethan McElroy, meanwhile, makes his first appearance since October, starting a fullback for Mike Lowry. Zach Ward returns for Rory Telfer on the left wing, while Aidan Morgan is in for Jack Murphy at out half. Ulster head coach Richie Murphy says if they keep their wits about them, they can come away from Welford Road with a result tomorrow.
You know, going to England, going to Welford Road, which is a very tough place to go historically, but like, our boys aren't worried about that. They're you know, they're in a decent place after a good win. And they're looking forward to a challenge, and you know, there's opportunity. When you play against Leicester, if you're good and you can look after the ball, you will create opportunities. And so that's what we've been talking about this week. And you know, so the accuracy, I suppose, and being able to play for the 80 minutes like we did against Connacht and trying to build on that performance is huge for us.
So the teams for that game at Welford Road: Ethan McElroy starts at full-back for Ulster. On the wings for them are Werner Koch and Zach Ward. Ben Carson is once again partnered in the centre by Jude Postlethwaite. Aidan Morgan returns at out half, with Nathan Doak continuing at scrum half. There's a front row this week of Andy Warwick, John Andrew and Scott Wilson. Ian Henderson and Cormac Izuchukwu are the second row partnership. James McNabney starts at blindside this week. Nick Timoney continues on the open, and Dave McCann is named at number 8. On the bench for Ulster are James McCormick, Eric O'Sullivan, Corey Barrett, Kieran Treadwell, Harry Sheridan, John Cooney, Jack Murphy and Rory Telfer. For Leicester, Freddie Stewart makes his 100th appearance for the club at full back. Josh Bassett and Ollie Hassel-Collins are on the wings for them. Isaiah Parise and Solomoni Kata are in the centre. Andre Pollard and Jack Van Portvliet are their halfbacks. Nicky Smith, Julian Montoya and Joe Hayes are in the front row. Cameron Henderson and Jed Holloway are in the second row, and the back row for Leicester is comprised of Finn Carnduff, Tommy Reffel and Ollie Cracknell. They can count on the experienced likes of Dan Coles and Ben Youngs on the bench. Conor Murray will make his first appearance for Munster since mid-October in tomorrow evening's Pool 3 fixture with Saracens, a game you can hear live and exclusive from Thomond Park on Off the Ball. He replaces Ethan Coughlin, having recovered from an elbow injury, in a new but familiar halfback partnership with Jack Crowley. There's still no Peter O'Mahony though, as he continues to nurse a contusion to his calf. In the pack, Jack O'Donoghue starts at blindside, with Tom O'Hearn dropping to the bench, and Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast says they need to be more clinical if they're to pick up a win against the sides like Saracens.
I think probably our growth has been our ability to create, and where we need to get better is to really finish off those opportunities. And as I said, especially kind of close to that line, which is something that's probably caught us over the last couple of months. If whether that be, you know, as you could see on against Leinster, whether it be that tap penalty, or line out wise, or through our pick and goes through our forwards, or the right moment of pulling the ball out for our backs to pull the trigger. That's probably the area that we need to still work on. But in terms of creating, in terms of line breaks, I think we're in the top three or four, I think, in between all the competitions in Europe. So there's plenty of good there. I think I remember coming in my first year speaking about our framework and how we'd, I suppose, add to it and tweak it as we go along. And I think some of our short kicking game, and you could see it even against Leinster a couple of times where we created, again, we didn't capitalise on it. I think our short kicking game is something that's coming on, or kicking through our framework. So in terms of how it's evolved, I think there's been plenty of aspects that have improved. And I suppose the big part of it is having that, I won't say that rootless part finished to it, but when they present themselves, we got to take those opportunities. Because I think, look, if you look back over the last, even this season, you look at a top team like Leinster, and it's credit to their defence and the pressure to put you under, I should say. But if you look at the opportunities in the first game in Croke Park and the game that passed there a week and a half ago, you're talking a lot of moments 5 metres out. So, that's the area we need to keep driving for.
As I mentioned, you can hear that game live and exclusive on tomorrow's Off the Ball from Thomond Park, where Alan Quinlan will join Cúin O'Flaherty for live commentary. And the teams for Munster: Mike Haley at full back, Calvin Nash and Shane Daly continue on the wings. Tom Farrell's named in the centre alongside Rory Scannell. Jack Crowley is at out half, Conor Murray at scrum half. Dion Bluller, Niall Scanlon and Ollie Yeager are the front row. There's a second row again of Finney Witcherly and Tadhg Byrne. Jack O'Donoghue comes in for Tom Ahern at blindside flanker. Alex Kendallin is named on the open, and Gavin Coombs is at number 8. On the bench for Munster: Dermot Barron, John Ryan, Stephen Archer, Tom Ahern, John Hodnett, Paddy Patterson, Billy Burns and Brian Gleeson. For Sarries, they'll have Elliot Daly at fullback, Liam Williams and Lucio Sinti on the wings. Alex Lazowski and Nick Tompkins are the centres. Fergus Burke starts at out half. Ivan Van Zyl is named at scrum half. Phil Brantingham, Jamie George and Marco Riccioni are in the front row. Mauro Itoje and Harry Wilson are their powerful looking second row. Juan Martin Gonzalez Samso starts at blindside flanker. Ben Earle is named at open side, and Tom Willis will start at number 8 for Sarries. With Mac Hansen suspended, Shay Mullen starts on Connacht's right wing for tomorrow's Challenge Cup visit of Leon to the Dexcom. Santiago Cordero reverts to full back, which moves Piers O'Connor into the centre, replacing Cathal Ford, who drops to the bench. In the week he signed a new contract, Shane Jennings starts on the left wing tomorrow. Ben Murphy, another man with a new deal, takes the place of Quaylen Blade at scrum half, with Josh O'Anney replacing Jack Carty at out half. Peter Dooley and Dave Heffernan replace Dennis Buckley and Dylan Tierney Martin in the front row. There's a new second row partnership of Oisin Dowling and Joe Joyce. And in the only change to the back row, Sean Jansen starts at number 8, with Paul Boyle among the Connacht replacements. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has been assessing the challenge that faces them tomorrow.
Well, it's a big challenge. I mean, as you said, Leon, they've sort of flirted with the bottom end of the top 14. They've got a good win to move themselves a little bit further up the table. They've got an incredibly strong roster, and some of the firepower, particularly in the midfield and outside backs, is unbelievably threatening. They're a team that's the best in the top 14 for successful offloads. They play with width. They look to put a bit of air on the ball. So it's a big challenge in terms of shutting them down. That said, I think any time we play a French opponent, particularly here in Galway, we feel confident, obviously respecting the threat that's coming, but we do feel confident and we feel like we should be winning that game if we, again, fulfill our potential. So, there's enough there to keep us on edge. There's enough there to give us confidence. And part of that, as you said, is the first two games, the first two wins that we had in the competition. And then, of course, the other bit that comes into it is what sort of side that Leon send over in terms of French teams when they do have games away from home, particularly in the Challenge Cup. Sometimes they're at full strength, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're somewhere in between. So there's a few unknowns as well. And it's really where our Leon prep probably merges with our Ulster reflection, in that we have to get our stuff right. And if we say we're going to do something, whether it's big picture in terms of what we want to achieve this season, or whether it's in a specific area of the game, if we say we're going to do something, we've got to do it. Otherwise, it just becomes words on the wall. So, yeah, it's had that focus. It's had that intensity about how we prepared so far. It's important, obviously, we're going to see the fruits of that on the weekend.
Elsewhere from the team news, a piece of interesting transfer news today, and that is that Munster are hopeful of bringing Michael Milne in from Leinster. The Loosehead has only made two starts for Leinster this season, with Jack Boyle leaping ahead of him in the front row pecking order. Munster have struggled for fit Looseheads this season, with John Ryan occasionally filling in there this term. Rugby Pass claim a deal for Milne to move south is on the cards. And staying with potential transfers, but back to La Rochelle, they've apparently found a replacement for the Toulouse-bound Teddy Thomas. Lyon's Georgian international back David Niniashvili has been lined up as Thomas' replacement. Niniashvili has started 15 games for Lyon this season, scoring a pair of tries in November's defeat to Pau. Toulon had also been courting the 22-year-old. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, enjoy the rugby over the weekend and have a brilliant one. Take care.